There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
It's Drive Live with Tim and NLT. It's just coming up to 7 minutes past five. We've mentioned on the programme today it's Universal Children's Day. It's a day for us all to think and reflect about children. And we're joined today by Jumana Abu-Hanood, Managing Director of SOS Children's Village. Jumana, welcome to the programme.
Hello, thank you for having us.
So it's Universal Children's Day today. This is somewhat of a chance for us to shine a spotlight on children. Now, you work closely with children. Why was the reason SOS Children's Villages were set up in the first place?
SOS Children's Villages was set up. It's an international NGO that provides social for the social welfare of children. It was set up in the wake of the Second World War, where there was thousands and thousands of children who were abandoned, unaccompanied, and were left not only without care but also without love. And from there, the holistic approach of SOS Children's Villages was established for now 68 years, where we provide for the care, education, and well-being and protection of children in 135 countries and territories around the world.
Wow, encompasses a lot, doesn't it, Tim?
It does. So you've got a campaign on. Sorry, at the moment, I can't get my head around this statistic because it's not something that I grew up with, but the stat's this, and it's stark, this, isn't it? 1 in 10 children grow up without parental care, hence why you're running this campaign, which kind of encompasses it very nicely. Actually, no child should grow up alone. But, you know, on the basis of that, I'm sitting thinking, that really makes the point, doesn't it, Jumana?
It does. It does, Tim. Our vision is for the world's children, that every child should grow up with love, care, and security. And when that doesn't happen, you have a lot of economic and social factors that really affect every society, not only families at risk and children at risk. You have a higher risk of substance abuse, attempted suicide, unemployment, and all sorts of things that really affect children and their families in really terrible ways.
Okay, what if someone's listening to this thinking, well, I don't have any children, or I do have children, but my children are well looked after, well cared for. Why should I care about something like this, about Universal Children's Day, about the work that you do at SOS Children's Villages? Why should they care?
Why should they not? You know, a day like this really is to promote awareness and togetherness among children and adults worldwide for the welfare of societies at large. We have a study that's done by the Center for the Development of the Child at Harvard University that says that the return on investment for every dollar that's invested in early childhood returns $4 to $9. So this doesn't only affect children who are abandoned, unaccompanied, or at risk of losing this kind of support. It also affects every child. So 1 in 10 children, that's 220 million children around the world, do not have this. This could include any of our children.
220 million children around the world growing up without parental care. That is a shocking statistic.
We see the point of this is, isn't it? If you've got that many children, if it is 1 in 10 children don't have any parental influence, there's nothing to... It's a feeling of disconnectedness. You can see where that can go. So the point we're trying to make here, and I guess that you're trying to make, is we could be so much better than we are. And it really is as simple as that. If we're doing this to children... You know, I think it's so blindingly obvious that so many of us are so useless.
It's as simple as the title of our campaign is that no child should grow up alone. Full stop. A child is a child everywhere in the world. Yeah. And every child has an equal right to grow up with healthcare, with education, and with love. Everyone looks at love as this fluffy thing that is, that is taken for granted or not necessary. However, when you do not have that, there is Professor Alan Shore of UCLA is a specialist in expert in developmental neuroscience, and his research has shown that the lack of love actually affects the size of the brain.
Wow.
So this is not really just something that, you know, go out there and give someone a hug. You really are affecting the welfare of the entire community and of children and youth worldwide when you overlook something that's actually essential for development. You know, often when you have emergency situations or humanitarian situations, the focus is to give blankets and to give books and to give tents and to give basic health care. That's all well and good. What organization actually emphasizes that you have to give love to a child? And this is really the unique edge of SOS Children's Villages. We care for trauma, psychosocial support, the welfare of children, and our model actually offers a loving child, a loving home for every child. That's our motto, that's our mission.
And do you feel it's something that you've seen a massive improvement in? You focus on the child, you put the children at the centre of what you do. It's not just the physical of helping people with blankets or places to go or help and advice. You want to improve how children feel. Have you noticed that the attitudes are changing?
I think this is really the only thing that you can take for granted is that as human beings, yes, the attitudes change because it's a fundamental right. There is not a single person in this world who cannot relate to children. Children are the future, children are today, and children are really the one. We've been children, all of us have had parents, or even if you don't have children of your own, you can relate to this parental bond and this essential thing. No one can grow up without that.
So what you're promoting is what you call the care effect. If you explain that to us for a moment, because I'm just reading the notes here. What does the care effect mean?
I'll give you an example from our campaign.
Right.
We've asked children around the world to show us, without words, to show us how their parents care for them. And if you look at our video on our campaign video, you will see various children showing ways that their parents care for them by feeding them, by loving them, by brushing their teeth, by playing with them, by giving them a hug. And 1 in 10 children around the world have nothing to show.
That pretty much tells the story, doesn't it, I suppose? I was a bit taken aback there.
Yes,
that makes the point.
It's upsetting, but I mean, I guess this is why you exist and you've been going for a long time. So obviously you're making a difference and something is working.
Yes, indeed. And all the hardships that you see around the world, when I walk into any of our villages, I actually walk out really exhilarated because you actually see that the children are loved and cared for. You don't see the despair. You see the hope and you see that they're in a good place and they're being given a fair chance in life. And this is really what makes our job worthwhile and makes our purpose really worthwhile. Our role as NGOs and humanitarian organizations is to cease to exist. We hope that no one needs us, but as long as they do, we will be there.
And you were just talking there, when you go to the villages, and that's what you call them, I guess they say it takes a village to raise a child. What's the kind of atmosphere like in the villages that you have all over? You know, when you go and visit them, what kind of mood is there in the villages?
It's a family atmosphere. You walk in and you don't feel that you're walking into an orphanage or an institution. You feel that you're walking into a safe neighborhood and you feel that you're surrounded by love and happiness. It's not that there are no problems in the world or there are no problems even as our children are growing up. They come from traumatized backgrounds. But when there is all this love, they're surrounded by the love and care. You feel it and you can even touch it.
So there's a connection there, and immediately, if you were talking about a disaster situation earlier, people can go into a disaster zone and distribute blankets and food and aid, and that's fine, and that's really important. But the first thing you need to do is be there to make the connection for the people who are stricken by whatever disaster it may be, to realise that somebody's found them, somebody is there, and that there is some hope.
And they are not left alone.
Yeah.
It's lovely to hear. If anyone's listening and they want to maybe get involved, is there a way that they can contact the group if they want to do any kind of work to involve themselves with you guys?
This is an awareness day, so we'd love for everyone who's listening to go to our website, nochildalone.com, to our Facebook, to our Twitter, and to share our video, to really look at the video, get in touch with it, and really share it so that everyone is aware of the care effect, and everyone comes on board making sure that no child grows up alone.
Our guest today is Jemana Abu Hanood, Managing Director of SOS Children's Villages. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.